Okay, this is a code, and we're gonna unlock it together. You ready? All right. So, and I'm gonna tell you what it's a code for in a second here, but here's the code, and we're gonna unlock it together here. So, wedding at Cana, just to recall what we just read here, and they ran out of wine. What is that symbolic of? Well, we reach a point in our lives where we feel like we've hit a dead end, or we find ourselves empty inside. And so we start searching around. So it's symbolic of that. And then what's interesting here is that Mary, Jesus' mom, comes up to Jesus and tells him they have no more wine. And then his response is key. He says, "Woman, what does that have to do with me? My time has not yet come yet." Now, this is the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, turning to Mary and telling her, "Not yet. It's not my time." What does Mary respond with? She doesn't even listen to that. She just says to the waiters, "Do whatever he tells you." And Jesus goes, "Okay, bring me 5 of the jars of water." What's going on there? We learn that Jesus can deny his mom nothing. Okay? We've got to understand that. God set it up that way. He's placed Mary. What a wonderful gift we've been given with Mary. A tender mom that pleads our cause for us. That's got to get ingrained in us. We've got to understand that. Okay, so we're starting to unlock the code, right? All right? So then they bring these 5 big jugs, a total of 180 gallons. And he turns the water into wine. He turns bland water into delicious, expensive wine. 180 gallons, you know what that is? That's 900 bottles of wine. Partay, right? I mean, that's a lot of wine. We're starting to unlock the code, okay? Mary compelled her son, even though he kind of gave you a little pushback, he still followed through, and he turned bland water. So our lives can become bland. And we can lose that sense of zeal and excitement, right? God has given us this amazing life. But here's what's happening. He wants to turn this life that he's given us into the divine life. This is grace. And when you receive the power of supernatural grace, when that comes in, it's like you're inebriated. This is awesome. I love you, God. What are we going to do? This is great. It's like life becomes a party, okay? In the sense of celebrating what God has given us, celebrating what God is doing with us, celebrating what God wants us to do to build the kingdom of God. It's awesome. I like to use that word. All the little ones like to use that word too. It's awesome. It's like a little kid at Christmas time, right? This is awesome. God asks us to do that. He said, unless you become like this child, do we allow ourselves to get full of enthusiasm and excitement for what's going on? That's what happens when we get in that divine life. We get inebriated with the Holy Spirit. That bland water becomes delicious, intoxicating wine. It's amazing. It's amazing. So what are we seeing here? This was the very first miracle that Jesus ever performed. He said, "My time has not come yet. I'm not sure I'm supposed to reveal myself yet." But God is demonstrating for us the plan he set up. See, we're unlocking the code right now. And remember what she said. And this would be the last words that Mary would ever have recorded. Last thing she ever said, she said, Do whatever he tells you. Clink, it's unlocked. How do we get that inebriation? How do we get that divine life to turn our bland and ordinary lives into a supernaturalized life? We obey him. Do whatever he tells you. When we get to a place where every thought, every choice, every action that we make is all dependent upon, is this going to please you? Is this what you want me to do? Watch what happens. You've opened yourself wide open to receive the inebriation of the Holy Spirit, the divine life in our lives. Once we get to that place, we've unlocked the code. Mary plays a key role. God set it up that way. Bring Mary, the mom, into your life. You will appeal to Jesus. Mary, can you talk to your son for us? I mean, I sometimes think of that. One of our great theologians had said, Mary comes to the edge of heaven, and we present our petition, and she puts it on a golden platter. It'll come to me. But anyways, and then she dresses it up for us, and then she turns and brings our petition and presents it to the throne of God. Do you see what's going on there? I'm going to end with this. I think what's going on right now in 2022 is amazing. We've been beat up for 2 years. And right now we're seeing what I'm calling is the floodgates are opening and truth is pouring out and evil is being exposed. But we got to stay with this. We got to get that divine life in us to the best of our ability, because it will only be when we ask God, petition God, God, I want what you want. I want to obey you. I want that divine life. I want that inebriation of the Holy Spirit, that collectively now we become bright lights, now a roaring bonfire, to push out the darkness with our light. That's how it works. That's how it works. And so we got to get strong in the divine life. So here's what I'm advocating, and I'm trying to lead by example too, is that January and February, before we begin Lent, let's get out all the obstacles that keep us from giving Christ the best of ourselves. See, that's what happened. That's the other part of the code. He said, bring me 5 jars of water. Bring me what you got. You know what that's like? It's like the feeding of the 5,000. Bring me what you got. We've got 5 loaves and a couple fish here. Bring it here. Bring me what you got. And I'm going to transform it. I'm going to multiply it. He turned the 5 loaves and 2 fish enough to feed 5,000 people. He just turned water into 900 bottles of wine. An overabundance. You can't believe it. And so it is when we're inebriated with the Holy Spirit. It's almost like it's too much, Lord. This is awesome. I never really say it's too much, Lord. Bring more. You see what's going on? So the first couple of months, one of the things I'm advocating is our health. You know, let's take care of that. I know the last 2 years has been brutal, and for a lot of us, it took its toll on our health. I've lost 10 pounds since New Year's Eve. And I just finished a 72-hour fast. I stopped eating on Wednesday night and started eating last night. Oh, was it delicious. But I'm following the science, right? So there's a lot about that science where it retools your whole body when you do things like that. But I'm doing intermittent fasting and keto and following the science with that too. And I'm back at the gym. But I'm asking all of us if we could do that too, because when I get to Ash Wednesday, I don't want to be like this. Oh, I suppose, oh, do I have to do a rosary? I want to be like, let's do this thing, right? Let's do this thing, because we got plans. Okay, we got plans. We're going from Ash Wednesday to Pentecost. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I'll let y'all know what it's all about more about the beginning of February. But I've been working on this for 3 or 4 months now. We got plans, okay? We are going to get intoxicated with the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.